flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't yet know where, when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die while you're alive, where am I? When I die while you're alive, where am I? Chidevadi hastu, chidevalokash, chidevabhutani, chidendriyani, karta chidanta karanam chideva, chideva sarvam.
Om Shanti. A seeker asked the master, when will life become a celebration? And the master said, the festival is already on. Life is already a celebration. You just forgot to bring the sweets. The seeker asked, how should I start practicing virtues? And the master said, stop practicing. Virtues are not homework assignment. They are playground. There's a concept of Wu Vi in Taoism. The concept says flow. Non-effort. Non-forcing. Spontaneity. Just as river flows, it has nothing to do. There is no effort involved. So become like a river and flow. The second is non-action, effortless effort, just as a skilled athlete enjoys the game, just as a swimmer enjoys swimming, just as a dancer enjoys dancing, just as a singer enjoys singing, just as a poet enjoys composing, just as a lyricist enjoys creating melody, writing lyrics, or a musician. There is no effort involved, but it doesn't mean that you become lazy. It doesn't mean that you give up attempting. You attempt, but it is the attemptless attempt. Effortless effort. And then non-forcing. The rains come down. The sounds come from the birds. There's no force. And the last is spontaneity. Let it be spontaneous. This concept of wu-vi they apply in relationship. Don't try to control the other person. Let the relation flow like a river. There's no need for overthinking about problems or things happening in life. Just stay in flow and the solutions will emerge. So today's Murli is about celebration. Four things Baba said to do in this Diwali. The first is celebrating. The second is meeting. And third is receiving and giving and receiving, exchange. And the fourth is to play. Life is a play. The eternal play with the divine. Play in super sensuous happiness. Swing in the super sensuous happiness. Play with virtues. Play with divine qualities. Play with divine powers. Play with Baba. Life is a playground. You are a player. Enjoy the game. It has got defeats. It has got victories. But the real player is not bothered about victory or defeat. Play is for enjoyment. So also, this life is a divine play. Don't take it very seriously. Otherwise, it will drive you mad. Enjoy the play. Let there be celebration. Every situation, every challenge, every problem, everything that life brings is a new turn in this play. There are new players who come and old players retire. But the play is going on. You must have seen in those cereals. Somebody is playing the role of Ram or Ravan. And then suddenly you find after 50 episodes, the Rama is replaced by some new character, a new person. So also, here, don't try to escape the situation where you are at present, the persons with whom you are at present, the place where you are at present has got its own challenges. But this is a playground to practice the virtues, the knowledge, the meditation which you have practiced at Amrit Vela. How will we know that you are really meditating? What is the proof that you are in harmony, in sync with your intrinsic nature? The nature will stay no matter what situations are. So the fourth thing out of the four is to play. Play with Him. Play with divine virtues. Play. Enjoy. The third is receive and give. Life is a good balance of receiving and giving. If you receive, but if you don't give, the balance would get shattered. Baba said, you had nothing with you. Tan, man, dhan. What sort of body you had? Crippled, paralyzed, diseased, weak. Mind, you kept on shouting all the time. An imbecile mind. And money, black money. 90% of the money that belongs to rich people is black. This is a statement by God. You had nothing with you. You were penniless. Now, the beauty of this spiritual mela is that you come empty-handed and you move out. With abundance, with riches, with such spiritual opulence, your penury is lost. You come as a beggar and you move out as king. You come as Archan and go as queen. So this giving and receiving, what giving? Give your virtues, seeing the specialities and virtues is to take. And when you fulfill that weakness in you, it is indirectly like giving. So this is a spiritual barter system. You take virtues and you give virtues. But whilst giving, you do not give. Take this. You become the embodiment and the others take. You take and the weakness is destroyed. And automatically, it is the act of giving. And the universe is a beautiful balance of receiving and giving. Receive and give. Receive and give. Hold not. Hold not. Gather not. Give. Open the feast. The closed fist you cannot keep for long. It will pain. You will get fatigued. Your hands will become red. Open, release, give, and there is joy. A monkey is playing and it sees a pot and it puts its hand into that pot, the earthen pot, and now it is trapped. It is shouting, "Save me, save me, my hand is not coming out." And a saint is passing by and the saint asks, "Are you holding something?" He says, "Yes." The monkey says, "I am holding peanuts." The saint says, "Release those peanuts." And the monkey says, "No, I don't want to release. I want peanuts. And I want to get released." Now the two things cannot happen. If you want to get rid of this world, you have to get rid of those petty attachments. They don't serve you anything anymore. You have to get rid of those worthless habits and addictions of vices. They don't serve, rather they torment you. You are already taken captive. So give and receive. Giving is an active process. Receiving is a passive process. The second is to meet. Milan. With what? With sanskars, with divine virtues. Enjoy this meeting. This is the real meeting. It is not about hugging. It's about getting colored. Being one with that divine color. And the first is celebrating. So what all things we do while celebrating? New dress, new attire. New decoration, new attire, new dress. We distribute sweets. And we congratulate. The sweets are not those physical sweets. It is the sweet words. Congratulate everyone. It's a new year. But every day you celebrate as a new year. Every day, a single moment is celebration. A single moment is celebration. Every moment is Diwali and every moment is new year. Your new stage is the new dress. And celebration means enthusiasm. Enthusiasm makes the difference. There is a book in English by Dale Carnegie where he mentions celebration is contagious. It is infectious. If one person is highly enthusiastic, others cannot remain immune. They will contract this disease. Second, Be passionate about your work, about your seva. Let it become your obsession. Enthusiasm makes the difference. Bring newness. Newness in reading, newness in understanding, newness in waking up, newness in thinking, newness in speaking. Newness in relationships, newness in messaging, newness in texting. Newness in songs, newness in dancing, newness in actions, and everything. So, the first work is avyakta stage visualization. Visualize yourself wearing the white, moving as angel, sustaining enthusiasm. What all things we can do to sustain the enthusiasm? The enthusiasm gradually dwindles down. Why? Think of creating enthusiasm. Enthusiasm should become the very essence of life. And everything, all of these things will come just by staying aware, living in this moment, and all these things would come as side effect. Creative symbolism. There are different symbols in this, symbols in this murli, like mela, new dress. You can create some symbols. And the last yes, so keep practicing as if this is a new year. And sweet speech campaign. How can we make our speech sweet, sweeter, and the sweetest? So this is some work from today's murli. Even there should be newness in reading the murli and approaching the murli. If you read as a compulsion, it will become a tedious, a boring task. Change it. Make it up and down. Reverse reading, fast reading, speed reading. Create mnemonics, create homework, create creative tasks. Create artwork, a digital work. Create visualization. Create reflection journal. Writing, creative writing, anything. The newness, the creativity is the greatest celebration. Om Shanti.